UDC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Labor of Love, Nurturing Our Children was the theme for Labor Day 2015, and the Urban Development Corporation's focus for the day was to create a safe atmosphere for the children at the Salvation Army Raytown Basic School. We tell you more in today's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Stay with us. The nation was encouraged to go out on Labor Day and labor with love in a bid to nurture children, and the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, responded to the call. The Salvation Army Raytown Basic School, located at 24 Tower Street in downtown Kingston, was selected by the corporation to receive a major facelift. The school was selected by the UDC because of the many needs of the facility. Deputy General Manager Subsidiaries Management and Revenue Generation at the UDC, Robert Stevens, who was one of the volunteers, says the agency is working assiduously to put together projects and programs for the development of the area.
We're going to be working not just in this community, but other communities in the downtown area and in other towns throughout Jamaica to make sure that we really begin to see development happen. It's important for all of us as adults to begin to recognize that the future of the country is in the hands of our children, and we therefore need to ensure that the environments in which they learn, the places at which they go to school in particular, are very well kept and a clean environment for them to learn in.
Deputy General Manager Subsidiaries Management and Revenue Generation at the UDC, Robert Stevens. The Salvation Army Raytown Basic School serves 75 students aged 2 to 6 years who hail from the communities of Raytown, Tower Street, Fleet Street, and Barry Street. Volunteers from the UDC worked alongside parents, community members, members of the security forces, and the Early Childhood Commission to carry out the cleanup operation. The day's activities included painting of the classrooms and general cleanup of the premises.
We recognized that some of the classrooms needed a fresh coat of paint. In the play area, the swings, and other play items needed to be repainted. Some bushing was required, and there is an adjoining lot as well, so we're trying to clean that up. We recognized that there were a couple areas that some safety strips would enhance the safety of the children because, there aren't rails there.
Director of Corporate Communications at the UDC, Lorna Clark. Principal of the school, Nicole Facey, is grateful for the assistance given by the UDC and the many volunteers who turned out in support of the project.
They saw that the Salvation Army Raytown Basic School is one of the most needed school that is running effectively and would like to be developed. The school has been here for approximately 30 years, and we have never had a major project before. And I would just like to say thank you to the UDC because they came in without we asking.
Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the UDC has constructed and upgraded several schools across the island, including the Angels Primary School in St. Catherine in 2003, the Frome Technical High School in Westmoreland in 2004, and the Irwin High School in St. James in 2006? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.